The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, is it my headphones here? La, la, la. Good morning. Hey, it is the 29th of March.
I know.
2023. 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I saw a lot of the doctors last night. And Casey Fatch, head of CEO of Shasta Regional last night, Dr. Orna Gill, his beautiful wife. And Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion community. They add so much to our community at Shasta Regional Medical Center besides just great health care. Liam's at the controls.
Good morning.
Beam me up, Liam.
We do need that.
Beam me.
Yeah.
Beam me up, Liam.
What day of the week? Did you pull it up yet?
Yeah,
have
yeah.
you pulled it up? Okay.
There's a few good ones. National Vietnam War Veterans Day.
Okay.
Big one.
You know what? This is an extremely important one because 22 veterans, not all Vietnam veterans, but 22 veterans a day still commit suicide.
Yeah.
And nothing. If there had been 22 transgenders a day committing suicide, it'd be world news.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I just mean it because they are they're the darlings of the media right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a horrible statistic. I'm going to go home. Okay. No.
It's also Manatee Appreciation Day.
Manatee Appreciation. Have you ever
Wait a minute. Manatee, like the fish?
It's a mammal.
Yeah, they're mammals.
Okay.
But
all right.
Like, yeah.
They're mammals.
They're huggable. They're huggable.
They swim with the manatee.
They swim so slow that,
but they have a deadly tail.
No,
don't they? What? Excuse me. What?
They can hug you to death.
What was the fit? What was with
no,
Steve?
Don't, that was a stingray.
A stingray. Okay, I'm sorry.
Actually, Linda. You are right.
Yes. Okay.
Wait.
No. They
well,
do.
I want to hear why you're right, though.
Manatees can hit with their tails.
Oh.
Thank you. All right. You guys look at me like I'd start backing up like, well, maybe. Well, no, because he was pierced in the heart.
But not from a manatee. It was a stingray.
That was a stingray.
All right. In my mind, that's the visual I had.
A manatee is this large,
but can they kill? Can they kill?
Probably. I mean,
if they roll over on you at night in bed, maybe.
I mean,
because they're big.
If a chihuahua bites you just right, it'll get
all
infected
right,
and you'll
true,
die.
True. Okay, so now let me back up
Does it have a mouth? It can bite. Okay.
I'm not saying it was the tail. They hit with their tail, is what he said. So in my mind, when the stingray, they kind of, in my mind, they look alike.
No.
All right, I'm going to look it up now because you're killing me. You two are picking on me.
We're not picking
yes,
on you.
Yes, you are.
A stingray lives in the ocean, and it's flat.
Yeah.
A manatee is a large, round mammal that lives in freshwater.
Okay.
In Florida.
Okay, I'm going to look it
manatees
up.
Manatees are, yeah.
You got your,
they're the cows of the sea.
Oh, they're cows of the sea. Yeah, but they're not. But they're freshwater.
I think they're both.
Are they both?
I think so.
All right.
In Florida,
maybe
you can
you'll
swim
learn
with the manatees. There's manta rays. You may have been thinking about that. Here we are. It's 7:09. What's the weather look like, dear?
Would somebody, if you know, I would love to have somebody give us a little brief description and educate us, please, or me as well. Today, showers and patchy fog with a high of 50 overnight lows at 32. Girls looking over my shoulder again.
I'm looking at Liam. Liam and I are looking
no,
at
you're
each
both
other.
Laughing at each other like, okay, wait a minute. Don't make me feel, I ask questions without Even if it appears to be stupid, I'm going to ask a question.
No, and it's perfectly okay.
Thursday, frosty and mostly sunny with a high of 58, overnight lows of 42. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 55, overnight lows of 42. I'm just going to stay home. Saturday, showers likely with a high of 53, overnight lows Saturday night of 40. And Sunday, showers with a high of 56. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts.
Let me tell you.
365-3793. Please look it up.
What a great time we had last night before we get into our show. What a great time we had last night at the Tokoro Asian Bar and Grill.
Is it Tokoro?
It could be.
All right, Tokoro.
It's on the corner of Pine and Placer.
Beautiful night. And what really surprised me, and hopefully you guys are going to call in about this thing that we were talking about. Manatee, stingray.
Manatee.
Well, there's also manata. So, anyway, to Carl, we're talking about all the how you
got to stop working out. You just so, your energy is so much.
Well, join me, won't you? So, anyway, last night, Pat Karch on Tuesday nights has put together. He's brought in a grand piano at Takaro Grill, which is there on Pine and Placer. And I went last year there for dinner with a girlfriend, took me to dinner, and then we went to see Boss Gags afterwards. And it was a wonderful, wonderful dinner. And I remember commenting on the stemware, because I love to go to a restaurant that's got great stemware. Okay, that's completely different than yeah, he showed me a picture.
Yeah,
I was thinking of
a manta ray or something.
Okay, I had a complete different visual in my head. Anyway, so beautiful food. The food, I had dumplings last night that were to die for. They were so good. And believe me when I tell you that I lived in Hong Kong for 2 years. I had some of the best of the best. And this was it's Asian fusion food. And I didn't know this, but Linda, who is a one-third owner, and that is like her restaurant, her baby, she told me last night that she is the chef.
Oh, go on. I'm sorry.
That she put together the menu that she said it better be good because I'm I created the menu. I created the food. And Frank was a killer bartender. I mean, this guy... I love the fact that I was so impressed with Redding last night and Frank the bartender and how he was so on his game, and how he was, not only was wonderful to watch, he was just like the multitude of what goes on with people who serve. And if you've ever worked in a restaurant, you know, I mean, you're only as good as your staff, and they were so good. Food was great, but they had their 1 year anniversary last night. So there was, it was called Hollywood Night, and they had a red carpet that went in, a certain amount of money per ticket. And then they had where you could take pictures. They had a photographer there with the balloons and a gold area with the red carpet. And you could stand in front of that and take pictures. But what I love last night is that people came out dressed up. Women in gowns. I'm talking ball gowns. Beautiful ball sequins, furs, faux furs. Beautifully dressed.
Regular dresses. Suits,
yes.
All that, yeah.
And then there were people who brought their little dudes or their kids. And their little dudes, because I didn't see any little girls, but I saw little boys, dressed up in suits that were complete. I'm talking 8, 9, and 10-year-olds.
Well,
complete gentlemen.
They weren't up to 10, but I met them last night. And is one of them has a killer smile.
Oh,
just the sweetest.
So kids. Charming.
And the thing is, their mothers are all, for the most part, are all doctors. And it was really interesting. The really interesting people. But
anyway, it was beautiful. It was this beautiful.
Brett Weaver. Haven't seen Brett
in
a while. He was
but it was this international feeling of, you know, when they, you know, I mean, that is what I loved. I was transported to someplace else. This international group of people in Redding and
they
to
were all
celebrate.
They were all from Redding.
Yep, live in Redding.
Right.
Came there for this wonderful restaurant's 1 year anniversary, and the food is excellent. Pat Karch, has put together every Tuesday night where he plays once a month, and then there's three other piano players that will do this Tuesday night. So Tuesday night's piano playing, but anyway, there were these tickets. It was a beautiful night, and I got to sing, and it was just, it was lovely, right?
It was really a nice evening. If you bought a ticket, you were, or you could either have a ticket or have dinner. It was either one. And they would bring out appetizers and small dishes for you to taste, and they were all excellent, all excellent. Anyway, it was really a nice night, and I that's the first time I've been
there.
We'll
go back for sure.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Many times.
And the prices are reasonable, I think. We got to take a break, and I just want to remind everybody, is the Reading Grange number 446. Going from international cuisine to the Reading Grange, and they're having their spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit their scholarship fund to help us help a couple of great local students. It's going to be this Sunday from 1 to 6 p.m. Eat in or take out spaghetti with meatballs. It's going to be cooked by the Sons of Italy there, Sons and Daughters of Italy. You can either eat there or get a to-go box to take home. $18 per adult, $8 per child, and all the money they make goes back to their scholarship fund. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Reading both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around for maintain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Want to go on about it?
Come back.
It's okay.
Welcome
We're
back.
Doing like a complete study here of Manta Ray and Sting Ray.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show, trying to get us back on track, is brought to you by BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley. He's been in the business giving great service, local retailer, best value, service and technology for over 30 years. That's right, in Dish. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call our local guy, 530-241-3474, 530-241-DISH, and you won't be sorry. Now, yesterday, as important as manatees are, and manta rays.
And stingrays.
The Shasta Board of Supervisors on Tuesday voted to scrap machine counting ballots. All of them, it looks like, according to a story here by Dave Benda in the Record Searchlight. I have not been able to talk to anybody about it. They said they want to break the county's contract. Well, they did. In January, they broke it with Dominion Voting Machines and develop a process to tally votes by hand. The board did not address replacing Dominion, and there's two other machines that have been approved by California. The fact remains that these proprietary systems, without us looking into them, there is no trust for me. And most Americans, majority of Americans, do not trust these machines, Board Chairman Patrick Jones said. I'm not sure if I agree with that. I know there's a lot of questions about the machines. Dozens of speakers disagreed with that. Now, a hand count. If we go to a hand count, and this was a 3-2 vote, Jones, Cry, and Kellstrom ignored suggestions and of people talking. The process would need to be approved by the California Secretary of State's office and make accommodations for people with disabilities, according to Jones. Now, there could be drawbacks, according to Deputy Secretary of State Susan Lapsley, who was there. She said, tallying accuracy depends on the process the county develops, of course, but the error rate can range from 1% to 25%. Historical documentation shows it is not accurate and it is expensive and it takes a really long time. So those are the three downsides of hand counting process. And then I read the report that Kathy Garland Allen said, and it's going to take 1,300 people.
1,300 people.
1,300 people, $1.2 million.
Each election?
Well, this is to hand count, and a area as big as a civic, I would imagine, to do this, 24 hours a day, because you can't just use volunteers. That was one of the things I thought, because Rich called in the other day and said, well, we've already got 400 volunteers. Well, the thing about it is each one of them has to be vetted.
Mm.
Each one of them has to be vetted. And then
that's a good thing. To be vetted.
Well, if you're going to be counting votes.
Yes.
Yeah. And originally I thought it was going to be we were going to have a machine, and then she was going to be able to pick one or two of the elections of whatever it was, and they would be hand counted. So that's what I thought was going to, it was going to happen. We were going to have some kind of machine. But we were going to pick one or two races and let those be hand-counted to do this. Now, that's not what I'm getting from this article. So that means that I have to call Patrick and say, okay, Patrick. Now, at the same time, there was a gent by the name of, Chris Lewis. And he... I've got his phone number, and I've got to give him a call and get him on, have him just speak, because he is a and excuse me while I go down here, and I'm trying to find it on this.
Well, meanwhile, this article, what sticks out to me is that you're saying go ahead.
Okay, Clint Curtis, a lawyer and former congressional candidate from Florida, also spoke Tuesday. He is a former computer programmer who gained fame by claiming he once was told to write software that would leave voting machines open to tampering. And as he said, this is an opportunity to get corporations out of our elections. Now, so this means that we're going to get Chris Curtis on. He's still in town, but I think he's leaving way early tomorrow morning. He is going to do an interview with Nick Gardner for his show Sunday, and he'll be here at 9:30. So I'll get a chance to talk to him. They're going to record it. It'll be on Sunday. But it's going to be interesting to talk to him, too, and I can get him to call back in as soon as we can, maybe tomorrow, if he's not in the air. But,
well, the three names that you mentioned out of this particular article were Jones, Cry, and
Kellstrom. They voted.
It said in this article, from what you told me, is that they didn't listen.
No, I didn't say that.
I thought I heard you say they didn't. According to what it said, they didn't listen to comments.
Well, they listened to the comments. Of course, they do. They
listened to the comments, but they
didn't agree with the comments. I should have put it like that.
Oh.
Yeah, they listened to comments, but they didn't agree with it. So it's right now, it's somewhat of a confusion because we don't have a process to count votes. 80,000 votes to be counted by hand. Now, 60-70% of all votes come in by the mail here in Shasta County. At what point, as soon as they come in, can we start counting them right then? And then is that? And then the other, can 65% of the votes that come in before Election Day be counted before Election Day? I mean, they do that so that they immediately come out with some numbers. But with the Dominion machines, it took us last time up to a month. Now, I don't know if that was for what reason that was.
What's happened?
Or what?
How did that happen? Because remember you would have an election, and that night they would declare the President of the United States, so they would declare that night, the day of voting.
Yeah.
The last day, let's say it's the 6th.
Well,
the 6th at midnight, you knew the next day who won. Why does it go? What happened?
Well, we used to have a system that you would take all the ballots and feed it through this counter, and we just count them. We used to be able before we had the before we came in with the voting machines. Is if you remember, since we've lived here, and you could have the results that night. And, for the most part, because it would run through there, they'd check 1% of them if it was good. You could count all those. Now with the machines and, the people that are elected today were elected on the Dominion voting machines. That's all I can say. And one of them was an 80-person race. So.
Did this begin with the tabs out of Florida?
Well, that's what led to the voting machine.
All right. Wondered what happened with, if that's where this whole thing, the crumbling of what was,
went to the Supreme Court.
At one time when we grew up with, when you had.
You came in, you handed your ballot.
Yeah.
And the next day you knew who was elected. What's happened with that? And, can you fix an election? There's another, President Trump said that. There's all algorithms that people were using saying that, oh, gosh, this was impossible to happen. So, but right now, we don't have a system to vote in Shasta County. I mean, that's the bottom line. Kathy Darling Allen is going to come up with something. Is it going to be all hand counted, or is it going to be they're going to come back and say, okay, we're going to take this machine and we go back to we just count two races or one race that she selects by hand, kind of like checking it. But do we sign a contract with another company? Right now, I'm confused about it, as I think a lot of people are. So it's time to call in, get Patrick on to talk about this, get Curtis on to talk about this, who said that Dominion machines can be hacked. And it's time to get some other people on, get Kathy Darling Allen in here, because, to her, this machine works. And we've never had a problem with all of this until the last election. I don't remember this coming up until the 2020 election. Anyway, we got to take a break, and hopefully my guest is here, and if not...
We have some... Yeah, we have people out in the...
Well, yeah, okay. This portion of the show
lobby.
Brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Local bank. We're really big into local banks, local businesses, and that's what Cornerstone Community Bank is. It is a community bank. It started 16 years ago, and they've been moving local dreams forward ever since. They've expanded. They started down in Red Bluff, and now two branches right here in Redding on Hartnell and California Street, and their newest branch down in Anderson on Ventura Street. We do business with Cornerstone. Very happy with it. We'll be right back. Saturday, in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. Saturday, in the park, I think it was the 4th of July. People dancing, people laughing. Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge, this is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry. Perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, I'll hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the tunes with the hop. All the cats and shakes can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical payment, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Come and get your love.
Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. 7:34 in the morning here on the 29th of March. 42 degrees, and it's going to be raining. It's going to be raining all week. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He's been doing it for well over 20 years. I just went down and saw him the other day just to say hello. And if you're looking for somebody that's going to take care of your safety, it's Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Yeah, that's right. For a free inspection and analysis, stop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Cars, trucks, RVs, all of those, and it's a veteran-owned business, and it's a local business. We're here with Jane Gibson. Did I get that right?
It's Jana.
Jana. Okay. I got it right when I went out and said hello to you.
Yes, you did.
Jana Gibson, and she's with the... Say it. River Trail Ride and Barbecue. There you go. So you're saying, why is Jana here? Because it's more than that. It's more than that. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how this all came together.
Well, there was a couple of reasons to do this. I am passionate about the cancer rate and survival, and how we can help our local communities. Long-time volunteer for American Cancer Society in numerous events for Relay for Life, to the Think Pink here in Reading, as well as Daffodil Days through Blue Shield. We volunteered a lot. I am a cancer survivor. Long, long time ago, I'm one of the lucky ones. It was 1980 for me. My sister passed from cancer in 2011. So knowing so many people that are affected by this, I truly don't believe there's a soul today that one way or another is not connected to cancer and cancer
Everybody
care.
Knows somebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you haven't had it yourself, you do know somebody that has.
Everybody's been touched by it.
Yes. So I also raised horses for a number of years, and the horse industry has been a passion, was a passion from the time I was a little kid, was the thing that I wanted to do. So knowing there are these wonderful rides around that are coordinated to rodeos across the country, I had just one day being at the Green Barn, and Bruce Jevedin was talking to him, and I looked at Bruce because he's so energetic in the community and really taking a
stronghold. Now, this is the Green
Barn Whiskey Kitchen.
It's right out there as you're driving in to Red Bluff, get off
All
the
right.
freeway. It's right over there on
yeah,
the left.
Okay.
We've been there before. We've,
okay.
had, we've
yeah.
had dinner there. Yes.
Great food. Well, Bruce, we were visiting, and I said, you know what you ought to do? I said, you ought to put on a trail ride and barbecue and engage the roundup even a little further than it is today. He said, well, write me up a scenario. What would this look like? So I went home, and I wrote up a 4-page synopsis, giving him price points and everything else that might make this work. And we met again, had lunch, and he read it, and he goes, let's do it. Got on the phone, contacted the Roundup immediately, contacted the fairgrounds immediately, and everybody jumped on board. So last year was our inaugural. We wound up having 49 riders total, and we wound up giving St. Elizabeth Hospital over $6,000 in donation toward the cancer care unit there. We run this through the Tough Enough to Wear Pink with Red Bluff Roundup. That's how their involvement came. So Green Barn Whiskey Kitchen, Jevedin Industries, now Dibble Creek Station, and Red Bluff Roundup are our executive sponsors for this. And so this year we are
the second annual, and this is going to continue and grow.
Love it. Just pulled it up on Facebook. Second annual River Trail Ride and Barbecue. That's April 8th. This year we're offering two unforgettable rides. I want to give us, because, you know, I'm such a visual person. Anybody listening to the show know that I had trouble this morning with one visual in my head and then something coming in. But
In reality
of what it really was. But anyway, both rides are going to include a full lunch from Tremont Cafe to be delivered by boat along the banks of the Sacramento River. I love the visual of the feeling of that, as well as a cowboy poker run. Following the ride, Green Barn Whiskey Kitchen will host a barbecue dinner at the Tehama District Fairgrounds. So this sounds like a full-on, not only that, there's going to be a silent auction and raffle items and music by the Haywire Band.
That's correct.
Tell me how fun that sounds.
It's fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Last year we had an outpour that was exceptional. This year, I'm overwhelmed. We have a team that has engaged to get donations. The work has been wonderful. We have over 90 donations at this point. We do have premier donors, Reynolds Ranch, Barb Supply, Tremont Cafe, of course, Wilcox Oak Golf Course, which, incidentally, I happen to work there as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Wheeler Logging, Ben's Truck and Equipment, Dudley Excavating, McAuliffe Ranches from Cottonwood, and the local Enjoy Store. They have been wonderful in their donations and participation this year as well.
Okay.
So that is, that's Easter weekend, right?
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about that. You have the two rides. Do we have to take a break yet? Okay.
Not yet.
We have two rides. You've got the River Trail ride, which I like it. The stage is at 10. Mm-hmm. So for those people who are like, but I think most horse people are morning people. But I'm not going to speak for everybody, but that's a 3.5 hour to 4 hour ride. It's not like you're going to be 8 hours.
No, you're not going to be 8 hours, and you're going to have a period of time there that you also are going to be having your lunch.
Yeah.
So
there's two separate rides in this, though.
Yes.
Okay.
And the second ride.
Let's talk about that.
So the first ride, the short ride, it's on the what we call peririffal side of the Sacramento River. It is a more moderate trail ride. There's not a lot of difficulty to it, mm-hmm. but it takes you to a pristine place on the river that is beautiful. And it gives you a landscape view going all the way even to Massacre Flats, which it's such a beautiful, beautiful ride. And if you scroll through the Facebook page, you'll see some. And also go to my page. I post my riding all the time there, as well as a couple other folks do too.
Okay, now that's one of them, and that's a four-hour ride.
Right.
Is that right? Okay, and it ends up at the river where you get lunch.
Right.
What's the other ride?
Well, it doesn't end there.
Okay.
They come back in from there, and everybody's to return at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
The long ride is up to, if you look at the Facebook page and on the poster, you'll see me on a horse overlooking the river. That's
uh-huh.
Jed's overview, and that's where that ride goes, and then we drop down to the river and down to the bank, and that's where their lunch comes in.
Now, how long is that ride?
That one's 4.5 to 5 hours.
Okay.
But again, take into consideration, you're going to have a period of time that you are not riding. You are going to be having your lunch.
So you ride, have lunch, and then get back on your horse and then go back, kind of like get to the destination, eat, go back.
Right.
So it's a round trip.
Round trip.
But like
different view.
Yeah, 45 minutes in, 45 minutes to an hour for lunch, so your butt can, you know, rest.
Right.
Love it.
Right.
Delivered by a boat.
Delivered by a boat.
So cool.
We did the long ride last year by boat. We didn't do the short ride. They brought that down by a gator.
Uh-huh.
But, we've got two committed people this year that are going to deliver those lunches. And like I said, Tremont Cafe stepped up, approached us, and said, we'd like to donate those box lunches. So it's just been fantastic.
Okay. We're here with Jana Gibson, from the River Trail Ride and Barbecue. It's a fundraiser for cancer. And the last year in their inaugural ride, they raised $6,000. This year, I got a feeling it's going to be a lot more stuff going on. And this is more than just a ride. It's also a barbecue dinner at night and in the evening when everybody gets back, and music and raffle items and all types of stuff. Let's take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2, Area Agency on Aging, announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. This is a no-cost program, and its mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you want to stay in your house as long as you can, and if you fall, you may have to leave your house. But when you put up things like railings and grab bars and showers and other places, it helps people that maybe have a little problem with their balance. This program may be able to help you. So give them a call at 530-842-1687. That's the PSA2 area, and that's the area that we are in up here, Agency on Aging. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the 21st annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated 45 organizations who received grants in 2022, with Shining Care and the Disability Action Center of Redding both receiving a $5,000 gift. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The 21st anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, maintain some of our employees and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm sure there's more to it. Oh, here it comes.
Oh, yeah.
There it comes.
Bum, bum. Where are we at? Not yet.
No, not, it's too long.
Here we go.
I've lost attention.
How long is
it? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460. No, this is all it. You're teasing us. Stop it.
Well, it's supposed to go, bum, bum. This is Billy Jean.
Yeah, this is like
there we go.
5 minutes.
All right. Yeah, why not? That's how long it takes you to get on the floor. All right.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
I like this. Our guest, she gets me.
25 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. I'm sorry, Rebecca and Henry, this read is going downhill quick. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, a great place. Locally owned, locally run. Super selection of jewelry at very fair prices. They have a watch repairman. They can do it all there, including specially designed jewelry of your design. That's at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We're here with Jana Gibson, who is putting on the River Trail Ride and Barbecue, and it's a fundraiser for cancer. All the funds stay local and went last year to Santa Elizabeth.
And it'll go there again this year.
Now, okay, so how do people sign up that are saying, whoa, I'd like to do that? It'll be good weather for the first time.
Right.
You can get your tickets online at Eventbrite, or you can get them at the Green Barn. You can get them at the local Enjoy store in Red Bluff. You can also get them at the Roundup Mercantile. You can contact me direct. You can also get them in Cottonwood at the Home on the Range. So there's a number of places. If you don't want to spend the fees with Eventbrite, you can get them locally at this point.
Okay, so there's a lot of places. If you have Facebook, you just look it up. It's got great photos in there with all the information.
Called River Trails Ride and Barbecue. That's what I went on. It says that there's a wonderful just description of everything. For those people who maybe just would love to be able to do this, they don't have horses, but they just really love the whole kind of a cowboy scene, and support you, especially for the cause, knowing that they too have had, you know, to support Tough Enough to Wear Pink and the St. Elizabeth Community Hospital. How would they get tickets? Same place, price difference, that kind of thing.
So the ride and barbecue, that's all inclusive as far as the dinner is concerned as well, is $75. And the dinner alone and the barbecue and all of the festivities at the fairgrounds is $40. We didn't increase the price this year, even though our economy has increased everything for us. We decided we were going to go ahead and give that back to the individuals, hoping they would come. And their donation is 100% donation to the cause. And we had St. Elizabeth representatives come out and tell us that what this donation is going for is a high-resolution monitor to read 3D mammo screenings. And this will be a great addition for St. Elizabeth Hospital Oncology. We are so proud to be a part of that. And where all of the funds are staying local, we can certainly get behind that community.
Of course we can. You know, that's, you know, when we hear that, it's a big plus. Okay. Now, you've got two tickets to give away, though.
I do. And I'd love to give them to listeners, however you want to.
Yeah. I tell you what.
And I would just encourage for those who are going to get these $40 tickets for two tickets that you really attend this event. And it is Easter weekend, that Saturday of Easter weekend out at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. We encourage you to be a part of this. We love the heart of what you're doing.
So one of the nice things is what we have to raffle off this year. We are talking about having a live auction for some items that are bigger items than some. For instance, we have a guided wild pig hunt that has been donated by McAuliffe Ranches. We also have...
Those are not inexpensive, my friends, but no. you might get a great deal out there.
We have a two-night stay Airbnb with a dinner included in that as well at Jack's Restaurant here in Reading. Everybody knows Jack's. You definitely want to go there for dinner. We also have a river trip tour for three that is donated by Mike Dudley from, he's one of the directors for Red Bluff Roundup. J.B. Stacy is giving away some tickets for the barbecue as well. He is the general manager for Red Bluff Roundup. We have
J.B.'s going to be on the show here as we get closer to Roundup, too.
Great.
Which is coming up soon?
Yeah, it's coming up real quick.
Don't we have tickets to give away for that?
We will.
Yeah.
As soon as we get them.
All right. Yeah.
And Reynolds Ranch is giving away a Smith & Wesson, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe it's a Smith & Wesson shield with a full CCW package and range time. There's just some great things that are being donated this year that we think we'll put into our auction. A live auction.
Great.
Should be fun.
So this is for people that like to be part of this and have a great time, dance down at the Hama Fairgrounds, have a great dinner, be entertained, but they don't have a horse. Or their horse, like ours, isn't up for that ride yet. And we're getting her back into shape.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can be a part of this. But for those of you with horses that like to do this, now, if you have 100 out there,
mm-hmm.
You break them down into groups, of course.
Well, it's going to be a little different on the ride this year because we're also having a poker run. We will have, of course, safety helpers that will be there riding along to help anybody.
Sure.
They'll be carrying emergency items.
Nice.
We don't expect any emergencies by any means.
Now, this is not a high mountain ride you're going on.
No.
This is a trail that people use all the time.
Yes. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place. So we hope that everyone will come. We do have people coming from Reno. We have people coming from Washington. And we also have people already coming from Oregon. So it's getting out there far and wide. Our inquiries have been all the way back east. And they go, darn, that's just too far for me. Well, it is. But at least it's getting out.
And exactly. Animals are not provided. You must bring your own horse for this. And you can either, after the ride, you can either take your horse back home, but there are, at the Tehama County Fairgrounds, there's lodging options available. So they may be able to maybe rent where they can leave their horses
They can leave their horses there. We'll give them, provide stalls or pens for them to put their horses in. If they have their campers, they can also dry camp there. And there is local hotels around that they can utilize as well.
I love that. That is wonderful. Okay, so let's take a call here for those two tickets. That's April 8th, and this is for the barbecue. The Haywire Band will be there, the barbecue. This is after the ride, the big ride, and we encourage you, whoever gets this, to go and buy raffle tickets, spend money on the raffle, because you're getting to go at these $40, just $80, actually, for free, but we'd like to see that you're going to maybe bid on something for the Tough Enough to Wear Pink and the St. Elizabeth Community Hospital, because after all, it is a fundraiser, and we think it's very generous that you came on the show today to tell us about what you're doing and that you're giving us two tickets to give away on air. So 605-4567, remember, dial 530 before that. That's 605-4567, and that goes into the hotline on the air, and we do have enough time that if you call right now, we'll put you on. We want you to come on the air and tell us if you've been to this barbecue or why you want to go.
And but we'll give them away today. We've got another hour.
Right now.
Somebody's not. Yeah, I'd like to give them away today. Now, if you say, well, you know what, I don't know that much about horses. Now, this is what I'm going to offer free of charge. because there's going to be people there with horses, is I am going to take you out to Odina the Wonder Horse and let you hug her so you can smell like a horse. And if you'd like, you can clean her stall so you get a little of the of the manure on your boots that have never touched manure before. And then you'll be ready to go to it. So that's going to be free. For anybody. You can just come out and help me clean the stalls, hug the horse, and then go. We'll all go to the barbecue afterwards.
And Green Barn Whiskey Kitchen is putting that barbecue on. The food last year was fabulous.
Mm.
We ran out, but
we have to, we won't run out this year.
Yep.
We have to run. But, Jana, thank you so much for this, and we're going to give those tickets away, and I'd like to find a way to get out there. Anyway, thank you so much for what you do for our community. All right, we've got to take a break for the news. When we come back, Joe Comente and Donna Jamian are going to be joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News agencies. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov says Moscow has halted all information exchanges with Washington. President Vladimir Putin had, last month, suspended the New START treaty, charging that Russia can't accept U.S. inspections of its nuclear sites under the agreement at a time when Washington and its NATO allies have openly declared Russia's defeat in Ukraine as their goal. The foreign ministry had initially said Moscow would keep notifying the U.S. about planned test launches of its ballistic missiles, but Ryabkov's statement reflects a change of course. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The pain resulting from the deadly Nashville school shooting runs very deep, that according to Tennessee Governor Bill Lee.
All of Tennessee was hurt yesterday, but some parents woke up without children, and children woke up without parents, without teachers, and spouses woke up without their loved ones.
The governor calls the attack at Covenant School a tragedy beyond comprehension. Three adults and three children were killed. House Speaker McCarthy trying to prod President Biden into budget and debt ceiling talks. Republican Senator John Thune says he hopes that McCarthy's letter to the president will get Mr. Biden's attention.
I think we all support the efforts by House leadership, by Speaker McCarthy and his team, to get the administration back at the table. And I think it's unfortunate that the administration hasn't shown at least much of a willingness to do that. Frankly, I think it's ridiculous.
Wall Street flying high this morning. The Dow is up 151 points, the NASDAQ ahead 114, and the S&P trading 32 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu reacts angrily to comments by President Biden, urging him to abandon his controversial judicial reform proposal.
The American pressure has already been massive, and it's been building for months. Publicly and privately, Joe Biden has made it clear to Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, our sense is also that they were really bombarding Mr. Netanyahu's government with messages during this 48-hour crisis from Sunday into Monday, when the country was brought to a standstill by protesters and people striking earlier this week. The Americans are saying, look, you are imperiling the international image of Israel as the sole democracy in the region.
The BBC's Tom Bateman in Jerusalem. Germany's constitutional court has ruled that a law banning child marriages needs to be amended because it removes the possibility of continuing a marriage once both spouses become adults. News and analysis at townhall.com. Federal prosecutors have charged a man in last year's firebombing of the office of a prominent Wisconsin pro-life lobbying group.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in Madison announced that 29-year-old Hridendu Sankar Roychowdhury was arrested Tuesday at Boston's Logan International Airport and charged with one count of attempting to cause damage by means of fire or an explosive. Prosecutors believe Roychowdhury threw Molotov cocktails into the Wisconsin Family Action Office in Madison on May 6th. The attack came about a week after a draft opinion suggesting the U.S. Supreme Court would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion leaked. Keith Peters reporting.
China threatening what it calls resolute countermeasures over a planned meeting between Taiwan's president and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. That sit-down has been tentatively set for April 5th in Los Angeles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 29th of March, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Liam's at the helm, and we've already heard it's Manatee Day. Is it Manatee Day?
It is.
Do you not go into it.
No, but it's Manatee Day.
Okay.
You know, the
hug a manatee.
Hug a manatee.
Today. No, it's just Manatee Appreciation Day.
Okay, appreciation.
But you know what? Hugging one would be wonderful.
Hugging one would be wonderful.
I think so. You can do that. Yeah. You can swim with the manatees.
Okay. Where? Love
down
to find out about that. Okay.
In Florida, down there. They have them. Oh,
did
no.
you ever do that? You lived in Florida.
Well,
you were a diver.
I have swum with.
You were a master diver.
I swum with mammals that were as big as manatees.
Don't even.
I'm not going there.
No, okay. Showers. Currently 40 degrees. Showers and patchy fog today with a high of 50. And we have lows tonight of 32. Frost and mostly sunny tomorrow. That's Thursday with a high of 58 and overnight lows of 42. Friday calls for mostly cloudy with a high of 55, overnight lows of 42, slight chance of showers Friday night. Saturday, 60% chance of showers with a high of 53, overnight lows of 40. And a Sunday calls for a slight chance of showers, with our high of, around 56, overnight lows of 33. There's your, semi-forecast, if you want to call it that, and we know it changes daily. But there are no warnings out, which is great. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business with senior and veteran discounts.
Okay, and we're here with Joe Comente and Donna Jamian.
Hi, guys.
So, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Lean in there.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to adjust that. So, Joe.
Two friendly faces.
So, Carl.
Makes me happy to see you guys in the studio today.
You seem a little more relaxed. So, how'd you vote on that Dominion?
We agreed in our previous conversation. There'll be no politics.
There'll be no politics. Okay. No, I know, but I just like poking you a little
bit. I understand.
But I think he voted by hand.
He voted by
and Don counted it.
Yes, it was only one.
By the way, can I just say thank you for serving the county and
thank
what
you
did here in Shasta County. And I commend anybody that steps up to do that. And although it be noble, unfortunately, your actions and your heart are pure. This is how I feel about you. And we know that we've turned, I don't know what's happened, but there's a bitter, like a turn of people that just want to cut you off at the knees or cut one off, not just necessarily, but I just think about what that feels like with a human being that has a family that wants to go home, just be normal, go to Safeway, do your thing, and the people have just become vitriolic in their behavior and words. And I just, if anybody's listening today, I just encourage you to think about what you say and what you do. There's a way to do that with grace. There's a way to approach politics and people who are doing things that have a good heart, that want to do good things for our community. That's why they put their, not just themselves, but their entire family, that just think about the things that come out of your mouth. Does it serve for a better good? And I know, Joe, that everything that you did, I really believe, served for a better good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate those kind words. And I regret where we are right now. But I have a lot of faith in mankind in general, and oh. And I know we'll rise above this. It's just the point in time.
Yeah, right
now. I think so, and that's both sides, by the way.
Yeah,
we've experienced that too with a cult.
The thing I would say about Joe in that time was that, you know, we went through unprecedented COVID, and there was passions on all sides, and as he went to serve as a supervisor, to really do some good for this community, and then COVID comes and kind of hijacks his time there, and we all know what happened. Here I was trying to get this 3D printing company going to bring some housing solutions, and that's what led him to Emergent ultimately, is because it helps him serve the mission he was actually trying to do, but do it on the private side and actually bring some housing solutions.
Absolutely. The only thing I have against Joe is he moved me from the first district, where I was very happy for 15 years, into the second district, where I'm still not sure where I am.
Well, and I want to make it very clear that that was designed specifically just to interrupt your life.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you did it. But, Joe. Linda, before you said all those nice things about Joe, just remember what he did. He moved us out to
in
Platina.
It was really just you. Poor Linda was just collateral damage. You know?
Got it.
And had that happened, trust me.
So, and Don, you trying to get it back on track. You're absolutely right here. We had you on a year ago.
Yep.
When this thing first happened, and we got the head of the whole company, in fact, out of, what, Finland or Norway or something?
Denmark.
Yeah. Denmark. I knew it was one of those. Yep. And he came on. It was very interesting how this got started and the technology to be able to print a house with a computer and then build it and be able to design it in almost any way you want it. And
that's right.
I thought, whoa, here's the future.
Still feel the same way. And it is wonderful and it's exciting and it's challenging. And where we are today, say, you know, about a year later, we have printed 4 homes up here in Shasta County so far. We did one in Southern California down in Burbank for a university down there as part of a national competition they're doing. And we've got a few more to do yet up here when the rain stops. But the first 2 homes that we did up here are about a month or maybe 5 or 6 weeks from being 100% done. And we could actually then start to show the community and the bigger, you know.
Sure.
State now, what is actually possible in a finished 3D printed
home. If people don't know anything about this, tell people what Emergent 3D technology is.
So, well, Emergent 3D was originally founded really out of the car fire. After the car fire, I was asked to serve on the long-term recovery committee that FEMA had established here in Shasta County, and it was during that time as I was leading the construction subcommittee to help folks get back into homes that didn't have insurance. I met a gentleman by the name of Matthew Guile who was heading up the case management subcommittee. And he's the one that introduced this technology to me, and I found it very interesting because it addressed all of my pain points of, you know, not enough labor. Like there just aren't enough young people coming into the construction trades because, let's face it, if you can do programming, why would you swing a hammer or dig a ditch? You know, they all want more of a tech job. So, my thinking was if we can automate part of the process, then maybe we can leverage this lack of workforce. And then it also opened up this really great design palette. Now, you know, my entire career has been, you know, straight, square, and plumb. Like you need to build your walls and your homes perfectly straight and square and, you know, shaped like that. And now we can do these beautiful curves and organic shapes that were never available to
us. I have seen examples of your work because I go to your website on a semi-regular basis, just to see what you've got out there. And you've got these beautiful designs that are just different. And then you think about it, that it's one guy, okay, maybe 2 guys, out there with a cement, a computer, and a long arm in a tube at the end that just weighs inch after inch after inch continuously.
It's a beautiful thing to watch, and it's actually where we started at a 5-person crew. It looks like with our efficiencies, maybe we'll skinny it down to 4.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's fully automated. We just have to keep feeding the machine with the raw materials, and it batches it up for us, and it extrudes it out.
Now, for people that say, okay, you're building the outer walls of the house, but that's not all you can do.
No, we're doing the exterior walls and the interior walls. And in a next version, we'll do the foundations as well, because one of the things we talk about are these crazy radius shapes that we want to be able to build. Well, can you imagine trying to get a foundation contractor to actually form that up perfectly so that we can print on it? That would be pretty tough. But if we could do that with our computer-controlled 3D printer, it would be perfect. So not only can we create a better product with the technology, but we will save even more time and money by 3D printing the foundation as well.
And in the interior of the house, because it's already designed, when you're drawing it, because it's in the computer, all of your electric outlets are there. The piping is coming from in between the walls, from what I understand, and they drop from the top or come up from the bottom, however you do that. So all of that is in there. And then once this is finished, now you have to, you do have to complete the interior, your bathrooms, your kitchens, and all that. So just let people know, you're getting a completely built house on the outside, the rooms and everything, but now you have to then put your stuff.
That's correct. We're automating maybe 25% of the process. The other 75% is still conventional. Plumbing, electric, roofing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. You do it all. They do it local. They are located at 2540 Gateway Drive right in Anderson. Their phone number is 530-221-6800. I drove my first backhoe at NorCal Tractor and Equipment. Not only did I drive it, I learned how to use it. I wanted to rent it, bring it up our street, and just drive by people's yards and dig a hole for them, and then, for free, and then charge them to fill it back up.
But you're such a giver.
I am a giver. But I tell you what, if I can run a backhoe, you can run a backhoe. Trust me, it's easy. And if you got stuff you have to do, like clearing your land and all that, they've got every piece of equipment for you. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Take a load off, Lenny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Lenny.
And you put the load right on.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities.
seats. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a two-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Reading, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, or as we call it, Manatee Day today. This portion of the show
brought
to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, two separate divisions under Judy Maxwell there. She started her business back in 1993 and has been helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners ever since. You know, with all the craziness going on out there with inflation and
it's really coming
bank
down.
Failing and everything like that, if you were thinking about getting another look at your retirement plan, your 401, your investments, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. You can call her at 530-221-0441 or make an appointment. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's where she's located.
It's 8:21 in the morning, and of course we're going to have showers and patchy fog today, 90%. But as we look out, we call it the window to the Redding Soul here, is we have a downpour happening right now. So just know when you go out, take your umbrella and be ready for a stormy day. We don't really have... it looks like we have a 20% chance of showers tonight, but we have widespread frost. And we could have winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. It could be lows to 32 tonight.
Okay. We're here with Joe Comente and Donna Jamian from Emergent 3D Technology. And we're talking about what the houses looked like, the getting into it, the fact that, they're concrete.
That's right.
Which means you can't say that they're fireproof, but you can sure say they're fire retardant.
That's right. Right.
So when you have it built, you still, when you're building the house and get your loan, you still have to put the roof on, all the plumbing, all the electricity, it's the interior of the house and the roof. So.
Yeah, that's correct. When we print the walls, we're not only creating the wall structure, but that is also the exterior finish and the interior finish. Beyond that, primarily all it needs is a coat of paint or even just a clear sealer if you like the look of the concrete. But then everything else is pretty well conventional. We have conventional roof trusses. We've got, drywall on the ceiling. We've got electrical and mechanical.
You can do the whole thing now.
Absolutely.
That the idea?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That just makes sense.
Yeah, you've got five. At the break, forgive me because I've not maybe been in the know when it comes to this, but, Joe, you were sharing that there's already dwellings that have been put up. Can you share with us the locations and this is housing? What kind of housing?
This is what we call a wildfire restoration home. It's 1,200 square feet. It's 3-bedroom, 2-bath. There's two of them that are close to completion, and by that I mean the roof's on. It's about 6 weeks, as Don mentioned, about 6 weeks away. One's in Enterprise Park, north side. The other one's at the Reginato boat ramp. Both of those will be used for park hosts. And then there are four of that same type of home being built up in a little neighborhood on St. Mark's, and they are designed for at-risk populations. So this is a go, and I will do a shout-out for Don that he wouldn't do for himself. The first house they built was great. By the time they got to the fourth house, it was brilliant. Mm. I can't imagine what the 400th house is going to look like. I want to imagine that. But that's just how good they keep getting on how to do this better and how to make it smoother and how to do it more efficiently, how to do it.
Well, it's still a learning process. This is a new process.
Very much. It is a very new process.
But even when we say that, these are solid. They pass all inspections and all that. I mean, I don't want you to think that, you know, in a heavy storm, one side buckles. That's
no,
not what it's about.
These are more than just fire resistant or fire resilient. They're disaster. So you look at, you know, tornadoes and you look at hurricanes. You look at blizzards. You look at any place where you're experiencing extreme in weather, including extreme heat. You're in a concrete building that doesn't look like a concrete building.
Right.
It's got an exterior wall, a gap in between, and then an interior wall. It's 29% above the energy calcs for California. It is a noise reducing for anyone who's raised children. When one of the homes we lived in, we soundproofed our room so that we could escape when the kids were going crazy.
Four boys.
So there's so many of the design flexibility, the things you can do now that you could never do before. And the big thing for me, because, you know, prior to my previous stint of public service, I ran the trade school at the Builders Exchange. This is a great way to bring young people into the trades and really give them that self-satisfaction that comes with having a good career, using the skills that they've developed, you know, using their phones and their computers and playing video games. There is so much upside to this, but like anything, when you're the first through the wall, so this company was the first one to be approved in California. When you're, and I share this with Don a lot, when you're the first one through the wall, you're usually the bloodiest.
But
long as you can get back up, which the company clearly is standing very tall, there's a lot of transition. We are changing the way people build. We're changing the way young people get into the trades, and we're changing the way people live. And all for the better. All for the better.
You know, people say that, gee, you've got a 4-man crew, and ordinarily you would have many more people for the exterior. But everything else is people that are in the trades. You know, if they want to put, you know, the plumbing, electricity, everything like that. And Liam's got a question. Liam, good morning.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting that we have this technology now. But like on the flip side of it, it's a little terrifying because we're just taking away jobs. You know, and so I mean, it's good, like it's technology, but like that's really scary.
That is a really great point, and we've had that come up before. So the first thing I would say is that our employees are all represented by the Laborers International Union of North America. They're all union represented. The trades union has embraced this because they see, like it or not, that this is coming, number one. But in the bigger picture, the truth is we have a severe housing shortage, and the cost of construction is quite high, and there are not enough workers to fulfill the need. This technology addresses all of those. So actually, rather than stealing jobs, what we're doing is taking the limited amount of money that's available to build homes and the limited resource of actually employees working, and we can leverage that to produce more homes. And if I could say, we are attracting people into this new technology, into this new industry that would have never come into construction. And I always say we have five employees, not a 5-man crew, a 5-person crew, because truly one of them is a young woman who probably wouldn't have normally come into the trades. We've got people of all different abilities. These aren't, I've been in construction for 30 some odd years, and these aren't the prototypical construction workers, I can tell you that. These are technology people. This is not backbreaking work. You're programming a computer and you're following a machine, maybe doing a little bit of troweling here and there, but it is not backbreaking work. So it's actually creating a new career.
I think the other thing too, Liam, you got to look at, we're looking at one, them doing a house now, then another house. If you think about this in the future, emergent 3D technology could be having 10 houses going at the same time. And, you
know,
that's
the goal.
And that's the goal. But, and you could have 10. So that's the people to build it. Plus, you still need all those people to finish it off.
And the reality is, for every 5 people that are retiring, only one person's coming in. So as Don said, this is an opportunity to tie technology and computerization, which the younger generations really appreciate, with construction. So it's not stealing jobs. It's creating different jobs and different opportunities that wouldn't have existed before.
Can you build me a barn?
Absolutely. Okay. We'd love to build you a barn.
Okay. That's good. No, we've
for, for your backhoe.
You know, when you said, yeah, for my backhoe, I've got that. I was looking at a place in, I think it was Texas, and they said, able to withstand 135 mile an hour winds. And I thought to myself, well, that just kept me from even looking at this house. 135 mile an hour winds, but a concrete house can withstand this.
You know, that's right.
At least the walls and all that.
We're in advanced conversations, again, through our partnership with LIUNA. We're in advanced conversations with the leadership of Puerto Rico to rebuild, help them rebuild. Okay. And I'm actually personally taking a trip there in a couple of weeks to, they have a huge need there, and there is federal money available to help them rebuild after hurricanes. And they see this as a wonderful solution for not only rebuilding, but to withstand the next hurricane, because there will be
resilience.
And,
that's right.
their codes aren't the same as ours. So I could see you could put up 50 of these of the concrete houses up, put a roof on it. And then they can figure out how they want to make their sewage work on something like that.
That's correct.
But it does give people a chance to live in a house that's going to be safer from the next hurricane. And you know, Puerto Rico gets hit every year almost.
Every year. That's right.
Along with a lot of the other Caribbean countries who don't have a lot of money to do some things like that.
And that's always the challenge when you go through a rebuild. Is that a lot of times people can't afford to really build the type of structure they need to be resilient in that area. I mean, look at Weed. In 2014, they had the Bowles fire. Last year, they had the Mill fire. A lot of the same houses burned.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people couldn't rebuild with the type of technology that would be disaster resilient in a fire, in a hurricane, in a tornado. And it really is, again, shifting how we think beyond just the immediate and looking at the long-term benefits of building communities, sustainable communities. And that really is why I got involved, because it dealt with disaster recovery, which is something I experienced as soon as I stepped on the board. It talked about workforce housing. We are struggling to find workforce housing for people.
Oh, yeah.
People who
it's
work.
It's a huge problem.
It's a huge problem. This technology allows us to do it.
Well, let's talk about that. We've got to take a break. Let's talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Saw Joe there the other day. He was standing.
I knew that
he
had
was,
to come up.
He was standing outside with tears rolling down his face.
Right. Pressed against the glass.
Against the glass with his little nose against the glass, looking at people getting their haircut.
Hair.
Yeah, hey, this is a great place. The only place I've had my haircut in 15 years, and I've never had a bad haircut. They are great guys. They work on my schedule. I call them at 530-244-9478. Give them a time frame. I come in, get my haircut, and out. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? It's Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do for estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Jacob's Ladder by Southern Draw. Offering a bold, rich, and complex profile, the notes of coffee, earth, spice, and pepper are pronounced and are provided by the premium Pennsylvania broadleaf wrapper, replete with tobaccos from Nicaragua, including Lajeros from Esteli. Pairing this with your bourbon of choice makes this a perfect after-dinner treat. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR.
Yeah, that's right. 8:37 in the morning. Yeah, though we're going to stop Carl from singing. It's the 29th, guys. We're almost close to April 1st. We're supposed to go up to the mountains this weekend. I'm sure that's going
to
be interesting.
We're going up to Alturas and Cedarville, and it's going to be interesting to see, one, can we get to Cedarville?
Yeah.
And two, are those little squeaks, is there snow on the ground?
They're going to stick their heads out. I don't know. They may want to stay in underground.
Well, I would if I was them, but if they do come up, they'll be easier to see. But who knows? We don't go up there.
It's going to be, let's just will. It's going to be this beautiful weekend.
Okay. We're here with Joe Comente and Donna Jamian of 3D Emergent Technology. They are the ones, the first company in California to get the approval to construct concrete houses using a computer and the technology that it prints a house. And it's a four-person crew. Now, it'll do the inside. It'll, you know, once it's designed, it puts in all the openings that you need for your plumbing and for your electricity and all that. But then, of course, then the house needs to be finished, roof and all that. And you do all of that.
That's correct.
You do the whole enchilada. But we were talking about workforce housing. We are such a dearth of that. You know, everybody's, oh, we got to do this low-income housing. Oh, we got to get places for the homeless. All important, but workforce housing where people are making decent money but can't buy a house because there's none in that range because they go up, they just snapped right up.
Right.
So this, you believe, Joe, is something that's going to be able to come to that.
Absolutely. And because the big problem you have right now is you have everybody competing for a very limited marketplace. You have people transitioning out of homelessness. You have working couples and working families that can't afford a home. You have to build that home system that allows those working people first and foremost to be able to afford a house so they can have net worth, so that they can develop that sense of wealth. So by designing these homes efficiently, by reducing costs over time, by the fact that they're very durable. So where you might, in a conventionally built house, have to do major remodeling within 20 years, with a printed home, it's 50 years and beyond. Now, there'll be roofing and plumbing and things, but the structure itself will remain very sound. So as we start moving that group of people into home ownership, we increase their ability to achieve the American dream, which is extremely important. But now we open up the housing for transitional people, because the problem we have that I see, and I'm highly opinionated, as you know, is we think we have to build all this affordable housing, and we end up building it cheaply, and it ends up becoming the ghettos of tomorrow. HUD now calls a lot of the programs that they did in the 60s, 70s, and 80s pockets of poverty. We didn't do anything to move those people out of the emotional experience of being poor. And that is really the biggest hurdle. So when we can start giving them access to homes that they can actually afford, they'll be humble homes, but they're starter homes, homes that they can call their own, that they can now gain equity, that they can start rolling themselves into more expensive homes, then we open up a whole marketplace for those people that need to just get off the street.
And as Liam said, building generational wealth. And the way you do that is with a home.
Correct.
And you got to have a home to start with that it's yours. You've paid money for it. You take care of it. And as the years go by, then you can move up to that next.
Correct. We're working with the city right now to put a program together that will get people into three bedroom, two bath homes, or two bedroom, two bath for an incredible price. And it is well below what you could even come close to in Reading today. And it's a place, and it'll be a very nice home in a nice area. It's a perfect place for them to start. And to me, my editorial again, this is where the government needs to help. The government, we need to find grants, which we're looking for, and we have found some, to help subsidize this. Because to me, government should stay out of a lot of things. But if they can help this generation, and if they can help people transitioning out of homelessness to get into homes, the long-term benefit of that and the long-term cost saving is astronomical. It's exponential. And that's where we have to look to the government, like we do with RABA. We look to the government to support the price of running those buses because they don't charge enough to have a safe.
And they don't have the ridership.
But if for that one person, that elderly person that needs to get to the doctors, or that young person who needs to get to work and get to school, to me, it's worth it. It's worth giving that person the opportunity to have a quality of life and to also not become a burden. I'm a business guy. Ultimately, if they can't take care of themselves, somebody's taking care of them. That costs us. So I'd rather the taxpayer invest on the front end to improve their quality of life so they can have a better life. That's the key to this.
Well, you know, for me, the most important part of this whole thing is skin in the game. You give somebody something,
correct?
They don't care. I mean, really.
Absolutely.
I mean, there'll be people that do, but for the most part, you don't have any skin in the game. They're building this community, and they've built three or four of these for homeless and people in, you know, really disadvantaged things. But they have to pay part of their Social Security to be a part of this. So they have skin in the game, and they have found great success in these villages and other places that they have built because they have money in it. They care about what's happening in their little community there. So it can't just be a giveaway.
No.
You've got, you've, but you've, it's got to be affordable. It's got to be a nice place that you can have, you know, have your kids there. And just like, it's the American dream. That's what people want. They want to, no matter if you're a Democrat, a Republican, left, right, green, blue, whatever, is most people want to be left alone. They want to have a home. They want to have a job. That's usually what they want. And what you're proposing here will give people all of that.
Right. And it's to me as an elder, it's unacceptable to hear a young person say, I'm willing to work. I'm willing to do everything I need to do. But I am at 19. I am not expecting to own a house. We
That's scary.
Seniors,
That's
yeah.
scary.
Yeah, yeah. We as the elders who've been here the longest.
Yes.
In a tribal way, we have a responsibility to make sure that he can
right.
achieve that house.
Right.
And we can do that. We can absolutely do it. It never comes without pain, and it never comes without politics, but it comes. And it just depends on how committed are we
Determined.
As a generation
yes, yes.
to see that that happens. Not for us, because we have ours. We're all
we do
us.
Have ours.
We have yeah. ours. But we have to make sure, and I have four boys, Don has four boys, we have to make sure they have theirs.
We want Liam to have a home.
He should have
By
a
the
home.
Time he's 25, he should
yes.
be able to have a home if he has a job and all these other things.
Correct.
I mean, I'm not
going
to give it to Liam.
Right.
But he is a very bright, hardworking,
yes.
I mean, entrepreneur type of person. There's no reason with him working very hard and dedicating himself that he can't afford to buy a home, even if it's the starter home.
Absolutely. It's where you start. You start at the starter
home. You
started
at the starter home.
We all did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to have that hope. And it's the same thing for people transitioning out of homelessness. They oftentimes don't have hope. So they just become, it comes a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm worthless, so everything I have should be worthless. It's just a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah.
We have to create hope. It's very powerful. Ask Michael Burke. He'll tell you.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back with Emergent 3D Technology, Donna Jamie, and Joe Comente.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they just introduced new diner deals. Six new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I've been doing my happy dance.
Last and they're all like, stop. Well, in the name of love.
No. Don't do that. Don't say that.
That's okay. My combat buddy, who you and I have shared magazines and all types of excitement. I was dancing one day because we made it back. And he says, don't ever do that again. He says, I'm armed and I will shoot you.
Yeah. It sounds like a very wise man.
Yeah. 8:50 in the morning here on the 29th of March. It's raining. It's going to be raining. It's going to be raining through Sunday. I'm pretty much sure. Might get half a day off or something. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned company, a veteran-owned company. Gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And we're here with Emergent 3D Technology, Donna Jamian, and Joe Comenti, who took a job with them. And what exactly is your job?
It is continually morphing because we're a very young company. I'm the director of community development, and community development means we go into communities and we try to develop them at every aspect. So you go into disaster recovery. Now you're looking for the victims of fire. You're looking for workforce housing. You're looking to train young people in the trades. It was really a passion of mine and one of the reasons I ran for office. And this really presented the opportunity, thanks to Don, whom I've known forever, presented the opportunity for me to achieve a lot of those things I had hoped to do while I was up there now in the business world. So we don't just build homes. We build hope. We build, resilience. We build opportunity. I mean, and so I know that sounds corny, but I'm a corny guy. Those are the kinds of things that motivate me at this point in my life. For me to be doing something, I have to be passionate about it, and I'm very passionate about what we're doing and the people with whom I'm doing it.
Okay. Can you 3D print a jail?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's
probably
interesting.
So the technology isn't quite there to go too high vertically yet.
Mm-hmm. I think it's only one story from what I heard.
That would be interesting,
wouldn't it? Yeah. So you make it out of concrete, and it's pretty, you know, it's got cells. I mean, it might be pretty easy to do. Okay. If people are interested, say, you know what, I've got a piece of property. And that's what Linda and I do every so often. We look for pieces of property that already has some of the, septic, electricity, that kind of stuff in. And they come up to you. How does this thing start? I call Don, and I say, Don, we want a 2,500 square foot house or a 2,200 square foot house. And do we sit down and then at that point, or does it have to be a design you have already?
It does not have to be a design we have already. Although if you go to our website, which is emergent-3d.com, you would see that we've got a couple of dozen designs.
Yeah,
so it helps spur the imagination, right? That's what we wanted to do, is to get people to think outside the box, right? Mm-hmm. Because we can do so many different things than just straight and square. So that would be the first thing we do, is just have them go there, get some ideas, and then we will sit down with them and talk about exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. And if there is one of those models that is close but needs some modification, we can certainly do that, or we can fully start from scratch. And then we start talking budget, and we fine-tune design based on budget, and we go from there.
Okay. So I think we're going to be seeing more of these as the technology advances, but also as people learn about it.
That's right.
I mean, they're hearing things about small homes and all that, but
if you do go to your website, which I do, and look at all these different things, honey, there are spots, there are homes in there that you would just fall in love with.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. I remember a year ago when you came, there was fantastic things and possibilities, and the sky is the limit when it comes to your imagination. That's the beautiful thing. It's like art. You can create the art with your company.
That's right.
And have a home that looks like that's not square.
That's right. And I believe that's what's actually going to propel this industry. As the public starts to see what is possible and they actually see finished products and they see these beautifully organic shapes and not so utilitarian of square and straight, they see these curves. The public is going to demand homes that are designed that way for themselves, and the only way you can really produce those in any sort of economic fashion will be by this technology.
Well, I tell you what, Linda and I will offer to you the opportunity to build a home.
Thank you so much.
And then let people come out and visit it and see what you can do.
Yeah. And we can actually run our radio station out of there.
Yeah, we won't even charge you.
That's so great. God bless you.
Both of you. You know, really? Okay, in the interior, because people have questions about what's concrete on the inside.
But, right.
But some people, I mean, but you can do things in the interior, too.
You can certainly still hang pictures and hang TVs. It's a great surface for hanging heavy objects or light objects. So we've got solutions for all of that. That's a common question that we get.
People can paint it.
Absolutely. No, sure. No, you can paint it, you can texture it, you can make it look exactly like the finish of a drywall wall if that's what you want.
If that's what you want, you can make it look like in here.
Absolutely. Does it have lower energy costs?
Yes.
I would assume so.
Yes, it's 29% above the energy calcs for the state of California.
That's cool.
Yeah, one of the benefits is that when we print the exterior walls, it's actually two extrusions with a gap, an air gap in between. And where you lose a lot of energy efficiency in conventional construction is with the studs every 16 inches.
Right.
It's called a thermal bridge. It transfers the heat from outside to in or right. Vice versa. We don't have that thermal bridge. We have an air gap. So our energy engineer actually ran the calcs in his computer model without even putting insulation in that air gap, and it was still going to pass the California Energy Code. We are filling it full of insulation. So as Joe said, in its worst orientation here in Shasta County, it beat California Energy Code by 29%.
The question is, who is doing the training of the employees, their company, or does Shasta Builders Exchange have classes?
Go ahead, Joe.
It's actually going through LIUNA, Labor International Union of North America. That was very important to us because we want young people coming into the trades to have a career path. But we are working with they're putting together their training because we're very young at this. They're putting together their training system, and then certainly I'd like to see the trade school and local builders exchanges. It's part of the community development aspect that we're looking at. We're talking in Paradise right now about building a facility for them, which would be a training center, which then we would have LIUNA come in and train people on. So it is really about community development, going in there, rebuilding or building and training their young people and getting them into a career and showing them the benefits of a career.
Shasta College?
Yes.
I could see that as a hotbed of a place to help train.
And we're working with them on the workforce training grants that they get. And, again, everything ties through LIUNA. But there are certain qualifications we'll ask that student to have out of Shasta College, and then they can go on into the LIUNA training program. And we're doing the same with Butte. And, again, we're building these systems so that we can model them throughout the state and across the country.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot of stuff
going on
here.
Comments in the chat pack.
Well, it's like everything else. It's kind of like this is out there a little bit, but it's not. You know, maybe because we've been talking to you for over a year.
Yeah.
And, you know, and actually looking at it like that.
And the website, one more time.
The website is emergent-3d.com.
Don't forget the dash.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is that I can see this. I can see 10 houses going up at one time, you know, building your own subdivision. You know, I mean,
plus
if there's
the price of lumber.
Yeah.
The price of lumber, just to redo like some siding on our house, has tripled, quadrupled in price.
Yeah.
It was amazing how much it cost in 17 years of buying that house and just doing, I think, maybe 10 pieces of wood.
Yeah.
was the price of, like, somebody could go buy a hot tub.
Well, and look at the construction waste. You go to a traditional conventional build, there's a lot of waste that goes into landfills. Go by our job site, and all you'll see is some sand and gravel, which we can then move to the next job site. That's significant. That's significant over time when you're talking about being environmentally conscious for people like Liam and his generation, because my boys always remind me that we're messing everything up and they're going to have to fix it. And my response is, great, that'll give you something to do, productive to do. But that is really, I mean, those are the little things. But over time, you think about how much goes into a landfill that isn't reusable again.
Yeah.
As compared to what we're building.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You know what? We need a regular update on this and see where we are, where we're going. Maybe visit one of your sites and do a video for Facebook or something like that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Follow
anyway,
you guys.
Again, thanks. Your heart's in a great place, and yeah, it's still making money, but it's helping people.
Have a great day.
Time.
We didn't play the hump day. Today is hump day. We didn't play our up. Up. All right. So anyway.
Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me, and we may have a couple of surprise guests tomorrow. Anyway, have a great day, and God bless America.